This audio is in continuation of the same topic, partition under Mitakshara law. Though the partition law in India is still uncodified, but still court can intervene in the process of partition through Partition Act 1898. So, a little bit reference of this act is relevant for this topic. This act, 1898, authorized the court to order a sale of the property to be partitioned if, number one, a division of property is not reasonable or convenient. Number two, in the eye of law, the sale of share would be more beneficial to the sharers. Number three, the sharers themselves requesting the court to do. In these circumstances, we can say the court can intervene. Now, we are going to discuss two important topics of partition. Reopening of partition. Manu, in Manu Smriti says, once partition had completed, it cannot be reopened. Now, there are certain exceptions of this general rule, and partition can be reopened. These circumstances are, number one, when a son begotten before partition, but not born before partition, and a share was not reserved for him, number one. Number two, a son begotten as well as born after partition can make a demand for reopening the partition if his father has not reserved a share for him. Number three, a disqualified copartitioner can reopen the partition on removal of disqualification. Number five, when a partition was unfair and prejudicial to minor's interest, he could, on attending majority, get the partition reopened. Next, if an unfair advantage is obtained by one copartitioner, next, when unequal distribution has been made, next, if by mistake some property is wrongly allotted to a copartitioner, next, the heir of a disqualified copartitioner or an absentee copartitioner has also a right to get the partition reopened if proved reasonably their absence. A partition can be reopened on the grounds of fraud, coercion, misrepresentation, or undue influence. Now, the next topic is reunion of partition. The text of Brihaspati only advocates this reunion of partition. It means the coming together of parties who had once become divided. In doing so, the most important thing, in doing so, their intention is of altering their divided status into a joint status is necessary. The reunion is a process where two or more members of Hindu family reunite so as to constitute a joint family. Remember, reunion after partition is a rare occurrence. Therefore, when it is pleaded, it must be strictly proved. Under Mitakshara law, in Manorama versus Ramabai, 1957, Madras High Court, a reunion in the estate property can only take place between persons who were parties to the original partition. A reunion can take place between a member and his father, brother or paternal uncle, but not with any other relative. Reunion is formed by means of an agreement, which may be expressed or implied by conduct. Existence of property is not essential for reunion. So this is all about the important aspect of reunion. Thank you.